IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Viewpoints. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Within the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Ali Himani and Shaykh Qasim. Assalamu alaikum to both of you.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me on the show.
You're welcome. So today we want to talk about a very controversial topic, and that is owning a gun. Is it at all right to have a gun, or should all people have the right to own guns? Of course, in some countries, amendments in their constitution, they are allowed to carry a gun, whether it would be an open carry or a concealed carry, but they are allowed, you know, somehow to have gun. But is it at all, according to the Islamic rulings, to have a gun or something like a gun with yourself? Who to start with? Sheikh Hassan, let's start with you.
Yeah, sure. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وصلى الله على محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. You know, with respect to the Islamic view on having guns and owning guns, you know, when we refer to the history of Islam, actually, for sure, it was no gun at that time. But but there were actually weapons at the time, and almost everybody has had guns, weapons,
at that time. And used to carry a sword along with them.
But with respect to guns, you know, it's a different sort of weapon, you know, a really deadly, actually, weapon. So you can shoot it without even being detected. You know, we can use, you know, such weapons. Let's start. I believe that we may be better start from the, you know, the countries that now are, you know, have guns, you know, and it's legal to own gun in those countries. And I believe that in those countries, it may be based on at least two reasons. The first is the laws that actually the liberal laws that they have that gives every right to everybody, as far as it doesn't actually violate other people's, you know, rights. Actually, this is what is written in those laws. Okay. Whether it's applied or not, that's something else. That's another issue.
Okay.
This is the first actually reason that they actually refer to and actually quote when you ask them why you allow people having guns. And the second one is that, you know, if you have, for example, access to guns, and it's a sort of it's a way to defend yourself, you know, and you know, a sort of empower you. Besides having, you know, the police and, you know, the
it's a kind of shield against, you know,
so you yourself can actually carry out what the police that, you know, can actually help you with. So you yourself can help yourself. So this is what they call. It's true or not, or is it? Does it justify having guns or not? That's something else that we have to talk about.
You know, based on what you said about these tribal behaviors, you know, it is not related to the religion of Islam, because so many years before the religion of Islam in the Arab Peninsula, the tribes and the head of the tribes and all those, you know, people used to carry their swords with themselves. Even the swords and the knives or the cold arms were parts of the lives of the people. Nowadays, this, we can say this shooting and these hot arms, you know, that are in the hands of the people is more dangerous than the past. But the case is that we claim to be civilized societies, Shaykh. And through this, you know, the so-called civilization, especially coming from the Western world, the good, beautiful picture that we have, still people are free to have guns, you know. And when you look at just the news, you know, the gun laws and the policies or the school shootings that are taking place all around the world,
correct.
It's Is it really at all useful for the people to carry
I
guns?
I think we need to take a step back and, you know, refer to the very point that you mentioned about the tribes carrying weapons with them. You know, every individual used to have either a dagger or a knife or a sword with him, right?
Okay.
But in history, you would rarely find that just out of emotional, explosion or an emotional outburst, someone would just pull out a sword and kill someone, until and unless it's a really deep-rooted conflict. Or you say it's a tribal war that has been going on for hundreds of years, and then they meet each other and then they pull out their swords and start fighting. So what you would see in history is, you know, you can look at it across the world. You can look at the English region, you can look at the Asian region where you had Indians and the Mughals and the other kings. People used to carry swords with them, but they had an emotional balance, meaning that they would never allow emotional outbursts or an emotional feeling to overtake their personality and lose their temper or lose their control. But that is not so in today's world.
Yes.
So even if you say that this weapon is dangerous by itself, but another problem here is people lacking the ability to control themselves emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where this weapon becomes even more dangerous.
Yes.
Because people do not... They don't want to, or they feel that it's pointless to control yourself. They say, if you're upset, just express it. If you're angry, just express it. So this is where you will see that some absolutely silly reasons that have been in the news that, you know, a guy driving a car, he's driving slowly, someone honks from behind, he gets off the car, goes and shoots the guy.
Yes.
Right? Why? Because he's not able to control his emotional element. So even though... if the weapon is legal, there's another aspect that plays a vital role in making this weapon dangerous. So
yes,
if you look at there are many countries where weapons are legalized, but you will see that they have laws and they have a culture, and that culture plays a very, very important role.
That's right.
But if you look at the culture in the Western world, particularly America, there the culture is, you know, let it go. Let go of your feelings. Let go or express yourself, you know, express what's deep inside you. And telling them to let out their heat is where this weapon usage has become dangerous today.
That's right. 4 in 10 U.S. adults say they live in a household with a gun, including 30% who say they personally own one. And personal protection tops the list, you know, of the reasons why gun owners, they say, own a firearm. Let's talk about this personal protection. You know, they say personal protection in order to have personal... Why living at all in a world or in a society... that the governments, the states, cannot safeguard your protection. Then you have to carry a gun with yourself to safeguard yourself.
Actually, I was getting ready for this show, and I was watching a documentary. It was actually a rather interesting documentary, going here and there, you know, to the countries that weapons are legal and, you know, owning gun is okay. Mm-hmm. And this guy actually went to Switzerland, and Switzerland is one of the countries.
Was it by Michael Moore?
I'm not sure.
The documentary?
No, it was not. No,
the five guys. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this person was asking this Swiss person, and asked him, okay, so do you carry your gun for your self-defense? And he said, absolutely not. And this is not the reason that you have to own, you know, a gun. And if you have, ask anybody in Switzerland, that, you know, whether you carry a gun or you have a gun. Actually, they don't carry guns, no, here and there, you know. So it's a sort of hobby and, you know, a fun actually activity to do in some certain places.
Okay.
And there are very restricted laws in that country with respect to guns. But when you go to America, now this person said that almost 61% of the people who are asked whether they are, you know, why they're actually own a gun, they say for self-defense. So it was very actually interesting, you know, contrast between these two countries. And in the first one, actually, in Switzerland, the murder and actually the mass shooting is almost zero there.
Okay.
So this mentality of self-defense, I think it doesn't solve the problem, you know. So this person was, you know, uprightly was actually asked whether you are.
But Sheikh, in critical cases and critical situations, the people might use this hobby, you know, toy.
No, actually, we need to ask a question that what would be that critical case or what would be that critical scenario? You would say, okay, I have a thief entering my house, you know, someone trying to rob my house.
Okay.
You would say that if the government right at the beginning does not allow people to own the gun, then this person entering my house forcefully or a thief would not have a gun.
Okay.
If he doesn't have a gun, I don't need to have a gun for self-protection.
Mm-hmm.
I can use a baseball bat. I can use a knife.
Okay.
If he has a knife, I can use a knife, right?
Okay.
The fact that the government is allowing people to own the gun is leading other people to seek a gun for self-protection.
That's
right. So right at the beginning, if the government says no need for guns, for example, take Singapore. It's a small country.
Yes.
Guns is prohibited.
Yes.
There are no gun crimes there. There's no shooting. No one's in last 10 years, if you go and search there, no murder by gun, right?
Yes.
No crimes by gun. So if the government right at the beginning stops possession of the guns by all individuals, then you wouldn't need a gun for self-protection at all.
And it's really a money-making industry in the world. You know, because these guns, at least the big ones, as long as they are put in the arsenals or in the weapons houses, it's okay with the countries. For example, in a war taking place, they use it. But for a society, you know, in order to sell it to the people, it would be, I think, a profitable industry.
Again, see, if you look at particularly America, it's a chaos there.
Yes,
you know,
yes,
everyone
chaos,
who's owning a gun, anybody can pull out a gun at any time. And point goes back to this, that where did it all begin?
Mm-hmm.
It began from the time of slavery.
Yes.
When they had many black slaves at home.
Yes.
And you were scared that these 20 people would turn up against our family of five people and kill us or massacre us.
Yes.
And that's why to protect themselves,
yes,
they used to have guns, right?
Or the Native Indians of America.
Right? So Native Indians did not have guns.
No. They
had only, you know, spears and swords and daggers. So it wasn't a big deal to fight against them. But when you had slaves living in your house, you have 10 slaves, you have 5 slaves, you have 8 slaves living in your house, and your family is 5 people, and they were worried that in the middle of the night, if they attack us and kill us, how do I defend myself against 10 people? So I need to have a gun. And that is where it all started off.
I believe there is also a legacy of having a gun, you know, in the American history, because it's a new civilization of these cowboy things, carrying a gun. And all this type of lifestyle, generation after generation, you know, gave the people a kind of socio-political and cultural ethics to go on. And it still is active. So an American is made known by his typical lifestyle, having a gun, having a type of hat, you know, on the horse and something like that, acting like a cowboy. But gun is an inseparable part of the people. Today's people in the streets of the U.S. are not cowboys, but they still have the legacy of carrying a gun.
Let me add two more elements that are adding up to this actually culture, American culture. This is what I understand. The first one is the media, you know.
Yes.
So you have this violence in the movies that are made there, and you know, so that is how they are actually provoking up people to have guns and to, you know, to sort of have the role model of that person who is shooting, you know, these people.
Yes.
So this is one thing, and the other thing is, you know, the way that the politicians, the American politicians actually are acting, they're acting as if they are the boss of everybody in the world, you know. So they are bullying other countries, the politicians actually, I mean. So, and we have this that, you know, this fact that the people, you know, actually are following and they take their politicians as their role models. So I believe that One of the reasons that the American people may feel to, you know, to a sort of act violently is the way that the leaders, you know, are acting the world.
They're taking them as ideals.
Yeah.
Brother Atta has rightly pointed out that it's an industry there, right?
Yes.
And if they want to make profit out of it, they want to make money out of it, they need to promote the idea that you need to have a gun. Because if they don't promote that idea,
they have to protect yourself.
Exactly.
So we sell you guns, that's right.
Exactly. Okay. Else, if they don't do that, their industry would die, right? Yeah. So what do they do? How do they promote is where Sheikh Qasim has pointed out that the media, the using media, Hollywood industry, movies, where they're showing Assassin's Creed and Hitman and other movies, where they're showing people with the guns are the ones who have the upper hand. Mm-hmm. They are the man, right? They're showing machoism there. So everyone wants to feel man, right?
Yes.
So he's walking with his friends and there are 50 of them. Among these 50, I'm the boss. I'm the guy. I'm the man. To feel that, he needs to carry a gun with him
so
that he can show his authority among others. And this, again, rightly pointed out, this is being copied, not just from media, from the politicians, because it's the politicians who are showing the world that we have a certain missile, we have a certain set of warheads, we have these many weapons, we have these many tankers, we have these many nuclear warheads, and therefore we are the man, we are the best army, best resistance force or best military service on the planet. And this gives them the sense of power. So now the culture has become that if you want to show your power, you want to show your authority, you want to show that you're the boss, you're the guy around here, and everyone should listen to you, then you need to have a gun with you.
You can find it also in the games that the children are playing, you know, such graphic scenes and the violence that is ordered, the shooting. And you know that the school shooting in the U.S., you know, mean an attack on this institutional education or something like that, such as primary school or university, is a big case now in the U.S. And year after year, administration after administration, they are adding amendments to the U.S. Constitution in order to control it, but they are not still successful. Thank you, Sheikh Qasim and Sheikh Ali Himani for your presence in the program Viewpoints. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Also, our YouTube channel, Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi Amanallah.